WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.
そしては被害状況の確認を行う。
Japanese officials made the announcement a U.S. military aircraft had gone down in the ocean after witnesses say they saw one of the engines on fire. At least one crew member was killed. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's headed to the Middle East again to push for an extension of a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that's set to expire after today.
Its continuation, by definition, means that more hostages would be coming home, more assistance would be getting in. So clearly, that's something we want. And I believe it's also something that that Israel wants.
So far, only one American, a four-year-old girl, has been released. Marvel star Jonathan Majors set to go on trial today on domestic violence charges. CBS's Jerika Duncan has the details from New York.
It has truly been a stunning turn of events for this actor who was recently featured in some of the biggest franchises in show business.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes it.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Three former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices advising Assembly Speaker Robin Voss did not violate the state's open meetings laws. That's the ruling from Dane County Judge Frank Remington, who also says American oversight can keep seeking records from the panel that recommended against impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz. New research links emissions from coal-fired power plants to about a half million premature deaths in the United States over the past two decades. Kieran Gallagher is with Clean Wisconsin.
A lot of wind and solar is being added to the electricity grid every day, which is really exciting to see in Wisconsin, across the Midwest, and it just needs to ramp up faster.
Gallagher's group is working for stricter emission standards in Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A River Falls man entered a guilty plea to federal charges on Tuesday and now faces a minimum of 15 years in prison. Austin Kokoritz pled guilty to sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion, and one count of sex trafficking of a minor. Kokoritz allegedly forced his victim to make sexually explicit videos, and she was imprisoned in a room and forced to work daily. Kokoritz also brought a 15-year-old girl in and forced the victims to perform sex acts. A sentencing date has not yet been set. A Wisconsin judge dismissed claims from a liberal watchdog group that the panel researching the possible impeachment of state Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz violated the state's open meeting laws. Judge Frank Remington ruled that American Oversight filed the claim prematurely, but allowed the group to continue seeking records from the panel. The panel was made up of three former members of the state Supreme Court, Justices David Prosser, Patience Rogensack, and John Wilcox. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Bucks beat the Heat in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks played fast and kept pace with the Heat and pulled away down the stretch, 131-124. Chris Middleton took over in the final period and put up 17 points, clinching the win, including two key shots down the stretch. Milwaukee now 12-5, headed to the in-season tournament in Las Vegas in early December. NFL, it's the Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs at Lambeau Field. Matt LaFleur talked about facing the Chiefs' veteran defense.
Ultimately, they have to go out there and execute, and that's what our guys have been doing. But we also know you're only as good as your last game, and we got one of the best defenses in the league coming in here on Sunday Night Football, so it's going to be a great challenge for our guys. Haven't gone. A couple years ago, we went against the Chiefs at their place, and I mean, they really shut us down. They do a really good job, apply a lot of pressure. They are a very physical unit.
It's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You
It's going to be warmer today, partly cloudy, up to 39 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 23. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 36. Then on Friday, mostly sunny and a bit cooler with a high right around 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. On air, 93.5 FM. Online, thetap.com. And on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This
is a big party, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. The skies are blue. I didn't realize it on my drive in, but it is a sunny day out there.
Yeah, the skies are blue. And you know, there's a modicum, warmth? I think it's about, 24 degrees. And that's a lot better than the other day when it was, with the wind chill, 2 degrees. But you can actually feel the difference. It's kind of amazing. Sometimes 10 degrees can really make a difference in how you feel. And so, kind of excited about the fact that we're headed towards a balmy 40. And it's a hang around 40 for, several days, and at least all the way through the weekend. So I'm really excited about that. Let me ask you, Calvin. We got a lot of stuff to talk about this morning. As usual, it's Wednesday. That means we're going to, have our conversation with Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, as they start wrapping up a year in politics, and what has transpired in that year, and as we look forward to 2024. And I still can't believe that I'm talking about look forward to 2024. Almost a quarter of, 2000s. Is almost gone, and it's just still an amazing thing to me. Let me ask you, Calvin. Do you still get excited, man, about the holidays, about Christmas, and those kind of things coming up? Are you too old now, or do you still get excited about those times?
I would say I enjoy the holidays. I don't know if I necessarily get super excited about them. You still got to go to work and whatnot, but. Yeah, it's a good time, and I look forward to it. It's always a good part of the year.
You know, man, I 844-967-2789 is the number. 844-967-2789. You know, I don't know. I think that we've lost part of what made these holidays so special. And I think a lot of it and what's tied into it is the lack of the spiritual aspect of it. And so it's gotten so materialistic that the spiritual aspect of it, peace on earth, goodwill to men, and all those things rarely, if ever, comes up. It is all about gluttony. It is all about what did you get for me? And I think people have kind of lost, you know, the importance of, you know, collectively doing something for mankind. And so, you know, I think the older we get, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. The older we get, the more our perspectives change on this life and what it's about and what it's been about and what the rest of it will be. You know, the older you get, the more you start realizing, you know, the beauty of being alive. And the more you start thinking about knowing that your days are measured, I think the more you start realizing all those things that we spent our lives chasing really didn't matter, really don't matter. And so I think the older we get, and don't let me do it alone, 844-967-2789. The older we get, the more we start thinking about, especially around these holidays, the past. And, you know, and being with our parents who have long since gone, and our siblings, many who are long since gone. And even the times that we used to spend, you know, in whatever religious persuasion that you follow, if you're still following that. But because since less and less people are engaged or following, you know, any religion at all, you've kind of lost connection with it. And so it just does not mean as much. And, you know, younger people, yes, children, yes. But, you know, the older we get, the more we look at it from a different perspective. 844-967-2789. Let's go to California and David. Good morning to you, David. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for the call. Your thoughts?
Hey, morning, Earl. I wanted to help you out, get away from that depressing talk. You know, days are still getting darker, right? It's up just short of Christmas Day is when they start getting longer.
Let me ask you something.
And you know, you said that
depressing talk. So what have I said that's depressing?
Oh, we were talking about days are numbered and things like that. You know, if you get out and get enough sunshine, you're going to be a little perkier. And, you know, people in radio stations don't often get a lot of sunshine. So I just want to remind you of that.
I'm in the radio station for 2 hours a day. The other 22 are mine. And I'm a guy who's always out and about and involved and engaged in our community. And I'm not ever depressed. So let me rectify and clarify that. I get frustrated sometimes. But, you know, when you look at the holiday and I'm asking the question, I don't know how old you are. But clearly, the holiday to me is not, you know, what I don't look at it through the same prism that I did when I was younger and my children were home. And I look at it from the perspective of every day is a holiday to me because every day I'm out making a difference in somebody's life. And that's kind of what this is supposed to be about, right?
Well, sure, yeah. Yeah, and as a matter of fact, you know, I've got an injured knee, so I tend to sit on radio talk shows more than, you know, going out scaling mountains. But the trying to do public good, I try to, you know, Paul Revere would go riding through the town, British are coming, British are coming. And there were people that rolled over and went back to bed.
Yeah, he was a warning.
There were people that got, he warned them, but it was up to them to make their decision about what they were going to do. But if you don't warn them, then nobody has the advance notice, and they get snuck up on. So radio call-in shows, to me, are methods of doing Paul Revere.
And, so let me tell you where I'm going with this. You caught me in the first basically 10 minutes of the show. As I move on with this show, I'm going to be asking the questions. Why only 4% of the American people donate blood? You know, we're at a point where you want to do something to make a difference in the lives of other people, man. You don't have to be Paul Revere. You know, you can, there are incremental things that you can do, and I'm going to be talking about them, that will change your life. And that's serving other people. And you don't have to wait for the holiday to do that. Every day can be a holiday if you understand the importance of serving mankind.
Sure. Well, is it really only 4% donate blood?
Look it up. 4% of the American people donate blood. And I don't know, you know, 6 months or so ago, I tried to create a blood donation drive through our radio stations. It didn't go well. The desire and need for blood never goes away. And yet, I just want to ask the question, why Americans won't donate blood? What is their fear of donating blood? And I'm going to step it up even deeper and talk about organ donations. I'm a guy who's donating everything. What purpose does it serve me after I'm gone? But it certainly can make a difference in the lives of other people, man. I don't know why we can't see the world through that, you know, prism.
Well, you're right about donating blood being important. My dad used to, he got me into donating, and I think he had given, I don't know, he was in the gallons for how much he had donated in the past. And I'm wondering, you know, if you look at these MAGA people for the last 5-10 years, they claim to be, they're basically Nazis, master race, Klansmen, master race, all this sort of junk. And donating blood kind of proves that this master race theory is totally hokum.
Well, you know, I don't think it doesn't matter what your religion, national origin, or race is, or religious persuasion is. Everybody can donate blood, and they don't ask you if any of those other things. We've got to take a short respite when we come back. Mary, it's good to see you. 844-967-2789. We're going to continue the conversation on the other side. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective.
Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap K.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number as the holidays approach. You know, I mean, does it lift your spirits? And if not, why? And if so, why? It's, you know, and I think that, you know, the holiday is one day. If you want your spirits lifted, you can do it every, it can be lifted every day. So many things that can be done to change the trajectory of somebody else's life. I always believe that just a kind word is enough. Somebody struggling. You don't need it to be Christmas in order to make that happen. Hey, let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you? You are one of the 1,000 points of light that George Bush was talking about.
Yeah, Earl, thanks for this discussion. And, regarding, you know, thinking about life, you know, from young on, we think about philosophy and what in the heck is life about? And at my stage of the game, and I've got a few years on you, you know, I come to a strong conclusion that what life is about is taking care of one another and their need. And sometimes our need is there, and we have to be willing to accept somebody else's support. And I'm convinced of that. And then on the subject of blood and organ donations, because, you know, we have such a low level of donations here, people's willing to donate. One of the Scandinavian countries did a survey on, or they did some research on altruism and people's willingness to give. And, you know, our focus here in the West is so much on capitalism and consumerism that I think that accounts for our low willingness for blood donations. And so the thing that they used, you know, to find out where people were at, where they asked people, are you willing to donate blood, you know, to determine those who were and those who weren't? And that said a lot about altruism.
You know, Mary.
Caring for one another.
You know, Mary, and a part of what we are and what we believe in our nation is individualism, rugged individualism. And so I'm on this planet myself, and I'm going to do for myself. And, you know, the rest of the people be damned. And I think that part of America is not good. And because other nations don't look at it from that perspective. And I don't really get it, because at some point in time, all of us, all, are going to, or one of our loved ones, are going to need blood donated. All of us. I don't care if it's your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your child, you and me. We're going to need somebody's else's blood to help us through. So I just have never understood, you know, I'm going to be donating blood every time my cycle comes up, I donate blood. You don't do that for a pat on the back. You do it because you know it is necessary, right? It's a necessary reality for being human beings that you want to do something to help another fellow human being. And donating blood, to me, is one of the easiest things because it replenishes itself. Hey, Mary, thank you very much for the call, as always, my friend. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ.
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. And yes, I have hope myself for this to be a better world, better country. And so I like listening to these talks. A quick thing about donation. My mom jokingly said she donated a kidney. She was a match for my dad. And she said, if it took us 50 years to find something we had in common. And, you know, God bless her, because she taught me, I think, you know, to get that donor stamp, to sign that, because I love watching videos, too, where I just saw one the other day where a couple was getting married, and the mother donated, lost a son, and the son donated a kidney, and at this woman's wedding was the person that got her son's heart.
You know, CJ,
showed up at their wedding.
You know, CJ,
and that was a beautiful thing.
You know, CJ, this story, a Kentucky baby girl who died in January is living through the boy. And this is what precipitated me having this conversation. Is living through the boy she donated a heart to. And her mother was finally able to meet the boy and listen to his heartbeat earlier this year. Denise and Johnny Bargo live in Corbin, Kentucky, about 90 miles southeast of Lexington. Their daughter, Lena Skype Bargo, died on January 17th, nearly a year and a half. It was nearly a year, 1.5 years old. Surgeons had previously given her a shunt to redirect fluid from her brain. It ruptured, eventually causing her death. She went to sleep and never woke up. And her mother, Denise, who adopted the baby from a family member, after her son, Cody Taylor, suggested she make Lena an organ donor, her kidneys went to a 44-year-old man, her liver went to an 8-year-old baby girl, and her heart went to Mark Close Jr., who was 15 months old at the time. That's what I'm talking about, man. You can't take any of those things with you when the evil consequences of time catch up with us. So why wouldn't you donate it? And I think that part of the reason why we don't donate it is myths and misinformation. And so what this mother did with her daughter gives her daughter a chance to live forever. Thank you, CJ. I appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Your thoughts will return.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pope Francis is punishing a former Wisconsin bishop who's become one of his highest-ranking critics. Sources say Francis is revoking Cardinal Raymond Burke's right to a paid Vatican apartment and salary. Francis told Vatican leaders last week that Burke was a source of disunity in the church. Burke was born in Richland Center and once served as the bishop of the La Crosse Catholic Diocese. Quick Trip stores are recalling some fruit that may be contaminated with salmonella. The recall is for three pre-cut fruit cup and tray products. The products use True Fresh cantaloupe, which have the potential for salmonella contamination. The fruit cups and trays were also on the shelves at Quick Star, Stop and Go, and Tobacco Outlet Plus stores. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Residents made their voices heard on Tuesday at an open house to discuss bringing new walking and biking trails into Eau Claire's City Wells area. The city and the Chippewa Off-Road Bicyclists Association have partnered to discuss adding to the 17 miles of trails the area has already. Corba is looking to update 14 miles and add nearly 2 miles of additional trails, put up new signage and groundskeeping. The organization will propose a trail plan to the Eau Claire City Council sometime in January. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is alerting the community to an ongoing scam. Scammers are allegedly posing as Department of Transportation and Department of Motor Vehicles representatives, asking their potential victims to click a fraudulent link to claim a refund that doesn't exist. The Department of Transportation is reminding Wisconsin residents that they should not respond to or click on unsolicited messages from unknown people and verify the legitimacy of the messages. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Baugh.
The Bucks beat the Heat in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks played fast and kept pace with the Heat and pulled away down the stretch, 131-124. Chris Middleton took over in the final period and put up 17 points, clinching the win, including two key shots down the stretch. Milwaukee now 12-5, headed to the in-season tournament in Las Vegas in early December. NFL, it's the Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs at Lambeau Field. Matt LaFleur talked about facing the Chiefs' veteran defense.
Ultimately, they have to go out there and execute, and that's what our guys have been doing. But we also know you're only as good as your last game, and we got one of the best defenses in the league coming in here on Sunday Night Football, so it's going to be a great challenge for our guys. Haven't gone. A couple years ago, we went against the Chiefs at their place, and I mean, they really shut us down. They do a really good job, apply a lot of pressure. They are a very physical unit.
It's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's going to be warmer today, partly cloudy, up to 39 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 23. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 36. Then on Friday, mostly sunny and a bit cooler with a high right around 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
It's that time.
presents from a store. Why don't you give love on Christmas Day? Even the man who has everything would be so happy if you would bring him love on Christmas Day.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, just asking the question, you know, it's, we've got to get people to see things, you know, through a different prism. And I, you know, I am who I am. I can't be any, as Popeye, the sailor once said, I am what I am, and that's all that I am. But I don't understand when we know how desperate, you know, the hospitals are for blood, and how desperate the world is for the elixir of life. That's what blood is. It's the elixir of life. And children in children's hospital and hospitals all over the world needing blood. And yet only 4% of the population gives it. And I think it's because fear of needles, misunderstandings, organ donation. People have been told that if you give your organs spiritually, you can't get into heaven, and people take those things literally. And so instead of donating those organs, and as I talked about this mother who lost her beautiful daughter, her daughter saved the lives of so many people. I know one of my brothers, when he passed, he donated everything. You know, his eyes. I didn't even, Calvin, did you know you can donate your eyes?
I actually did know that.
Yeah. So you can donate it all. And, you know, what purpose does it do you? You know, when the evil consequences of time overcome all of us, which is going to happen. And yes, I have a donor card, and I've had it, and I donate blood. Doesn't make me better than anybody. I'm just asking, you know, the questions, and I would love to hear assessments of people, why or why not. Hey, Tom, how you doing, man?
Hey, Earl. Good morning. First, I just wanted to say to CJ and to some of the conservative callers, just Merry Christmas and a very happy holiday season to everyone.
Yeah, I have to say, you know, CJ's response was spot on. And, you know, it's not about Republican or Democrat when we're talking about these things, man.
In fact, Earl, I think that we're all, one thing that we miss is that if you really want to look at the quote-unquote face of God, I think it's the interconnectedness between all of us. And it's the interconnectedness of us with nature. And it's the interconnectedness of everything is what it's all about. And that's why giving blood is so, so important. Like you said, it's your elixir of life. And I am just so thankful as a human being who happens to be gay can actually give blood now, because that was a something that wasn't there. And thanks to Tammy Baldwin and her great moves to make it so we can give blood, which I can proudly say I have given now, because I did it 20, 30 years ago. I am ecstatic that I can actually give blood and maybe save someone's life. So I just want to say that I think we all need to look at ourselves as being interconnected, and that's what this world is about. And when there's you know, we're all full of energy. We're all balls of energy. And the thing is, when there's negative energy that comes in, it kind of disrupts the whole system. So I just wish that everyone, you know, could look at it. Just like I say, we the people ultimately are the government. Well, we the people and the nature and the world are all interconnected. And it's very important that we actually love each other and, you know, work with each other and don't look at things like, oh my God, it's a horrible thing to say happy holidays, because that includes all the holidays, or Merry Christmas, because that includes Merry Christmas from fond memories of years ago. But don't let these people that are on other other outlets divide us. We're all in this together. We're all human beings. We all have blood. We all bleed the same red blood. Let's all start looking at that way during this Christmas season. And please give blood and donate. It's so, so important.
Hey, Tom, thank you, man. Good stuff as always. You know, I don't, you know, there are times, so I reveal who I am on the air. And there are a lot of people who don't do that. And so that's them. But me personally, you know, who I am, you know, I'm going to let the listeners know I'm not somebody different than the guy who's here talking Monday through Friday. You run into me, I'm the same. Every time somebody runs into me who's listened to me on the air, they say, hey, you're the same guy, you know, in person that you are over the airways. Well, yeah. I wouldn't want it any other way. Part of what's wrong with our society is the fact that we just cannot trust one another. We just don't want to reveal ourselves to other people. And I don't know what that's about, right? And maybe that's what we've been taught. But I think there's a better way. Hey, Cindy from Appleton. How you doing, my friend? It's good to hear from you.
Good, Earl, and I just am joining the conversation, but I'm thinking if somebody's having a problem with people saying happy holidays, I take issue with that, because I am cognizant of the fact that not everybody believes in Christmas like everyone else does, or I have Jewish friends, I have friends of other faiths. I take that into account, and I don't wish people a Merry Christmas. I wish them a happy holiday. That way I don't offend anybody, and like I say, I'm cognizant of that. I don't want to offend anybody.
You know, Cindy, you brought it up, and Tom brought it up, but the fact that people felt threatened by saying happy holiday, right? I mean, what is it with all the things in the world that are issues, Cindy? Saying happy holiday is threatening to somebody? I mean, what is that?
Well, that just shows to me, Earl, that they're just not sensitive to anyone else's feelings, which I think is wrong. I mean, in this day and age, I realize everybody's become maybe a little too sensitive. But like I said, I still understand that not everybody feels the same way about a holiday that I do. So that's just how I am. That's my way of making myself not look like a jerk by wishing people a happy holiday, then I don't offend anybody.
And you know, how is that negative?
It's not.
I mean, I just, for the life of me, have never understood how that gets the hair up on somebody's back. Well, they're taking away the term Christmas. Oh, nobody's taking that away. And as you stated so well, in a nation that includes all people from all backgrounds, you know, that happy holiday includes everybody. You said it so well. As always, Cindy, thank you very much. Let's go to Charles from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Charles. How you doing? You say what, sir?
Good morning, Earl. I am good. I'm glad you're having this conversation this morning. I appreciate people like you and anyone else that can donate. I'm not fortunate enough to be able to donate blood because I myself am a 10-year survivor of a double lung transplant. So someone saved my life. And most likely it was probably a kid. I'm a small frame adult male. And I haven't had the opportunity to meet the family. I wish I could, just so they could see that I am living life and I'm doing well. So I just want to appreciate you and anybody else that's able to donate blood, because it's helped save a lot of lives.
Hey, Charles, it took a lot of courage for you to call. But I think more than anything else that I've said, you are a testament to what it means, right? You are here. You can give love. You can receive love. The people who love you, all lives have been changed for the better because somebody decided that they were going to do what they did for you. And so that's what it's about. And so that the donor will live forever through you. And that's the beauty of it. We've got to get people to look at it from that perspective, Charles, and not from the other perspective. Thank you, man. I really, and God, may God bless you and keep you, because he has his arms wrapped around you, and God bless that donor. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Hey, a couple comments. As far as the happy holidays thing, it doesn't bother me very much, but I always say Merry Christmas. I never use the word happy holidays. And I understand because I looked up online and there's 30 different holidays at this time of the year that people celebrate. And that's fine. Okay. And as far as shopping at a place that has a Merry Xmas, that bothers me when they take the word Christ out. And then as far as donating blood and like your
Gary, because they say Merry Xmas, they took Christ out. Well, you know, I think Cindy said it best. You know, there are all sorts of religions that, you know, and that, you know, they may believe in Christ, but they see Christ in a different perspective than Christians. And America is a melting pot of all religions. So there are people who may be Muslim, who when you say Christmas, you know, and you talk about Christ, and even Jewish people, who see Christ through a different prism, to just say Christ, and so all of us and everybody who's not Christian, that somehow elevates Christians above the other religions in America. And I think that's where the problem lies.
You weren't listening to me.
I heard you.
I have no, you didn't.
You said they took Christ when they say Xmas. It took Christ out. That's what you said. I heard you plainly.
I have no problems with the word happy holidays.
Hang on, man. 844-967-2789. Our phone lines are open. Love to hear your opinion on this. We'll return.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God. Okay.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Greenfield, RobertHackDiamonds.com.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, we're having a conversation that is kind of initially talked about donations, blood and organs, and that's kind of morphed into a conversation on the verbiage, you know, Merry Christmas or Xmas, and, you know, and, you know, it means different things to different people. Gary, go ahead, from Sussex, you wanted to say.
Okay, so how I started out was, I said there are...
Gary, I know how you started out.
Okay, so, all right, so that's what I said. I have no problems with happy holidays. I have none. I do have a major problem when you take the word Christ out and have Xmas.
So, Gary, let me say this to you. Why do you have a problem? Why is that a problem for you? What somebody else says and thinks. Why? I mean, the truth of the matter is, there can be people on the other side of that equation who can say, well, every time they say Merry Christmas and they put Christ in it, I'm not a believer in that. That bothers me. I'm saying that doesn't matter. It creates an environment that creates the problems that we have.
Listen, I have many Jewish clients of mine, and I always, without them even saying anything to me, I tell them Happy Hanukkah. And if I had friends,
yeah, but Gary, whatever. My point is, none of that really matters. A hill of beans. What does it matter?
Me when they take the word Christ.
What does it matter, Gil?
Out of mass.
I know, but what
because
does it
bothers me. Look, I
know why.
About something.
Why does it bother
you? Because it bothers me that they take the word Christ out of Christmas.
Okay. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Jim from Appleton. Good morning to you, Jim. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing great. I once upon a time had the same problem Gary does. Then I had a talk with a minister who happened to be a double doctor, philosophy and theology, and he explained it to me this way. The X isn't a problem. The X is a representation of a cross. Yeah, I can't get much more Christian than that.
Jim, When we elevate our beliefs above somebody else's, That's when the problems start. And so in America, we have people have a right, freedom of speech, and they can use the term Xmas. It is not a negative connotation. It is not defacing people's belief in Christ. And so why can't we just leave that be? It's not an issue worth arguing over, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, and I have no issue with it. I usually say happy holidays because I have many friends who are many different religions, and they all have holidays this time of year.
Hey, Jim, thank you very much for the call, man. I really appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Tell somebody about us. Let's go to Gene from McClure. Good morning to you, Gene. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. This is a great topic. You know, Jesus accepted everybody, and we're not to wear a big sign on our head with Christ on it. Actions speak louder than words.
Absolutely.
We're supposed to be doing it in our actions toward others, not out there beating a bully pulpit trying to make everybody see, well, this is the way we are. Well, I don't want to be a Christian like that. I want to be a Christian where people say, hey, what do you got there? I want some of it. You know, this is bad for religion. This is bad for Christians to act like this, to beat other people because they don't believe in the way you do. And I use Xmas, and I don't care. Because if I'm talking to God and I'm saying my prayers, he knows that I don't mean it that way and that I don't need to wear my religion on my sleeve. It's in actions, not words, not beating people. Thank you very much for this great topic, Earl. Love you. Thank you.
Hey, likewise, Gene. Thank you very much for those sage words. You know, these things, and this has been going on for far too long in this country. Yeah, they're taking Christ out of Christmas. And you know, not true. And Christmas is not Christ. Come on. What is Christmas? It's a holiday. And clearly it's not representing Christ, because Christ wasn't born on December 25th. If you really want to get down to the brass tacks of it. And so Christmas does not represent Christ. It's a holiday that's been created. And I don't want to rain on anybody's parade, but it certainly does not represent the Christ. So, you know, when we hear people say you're taking Christ out of Christmas, I just think that they need to do a little more studying, and they'll come to the realization that, you know, Christ wasn't born on December 25th. There's nobody who will say that that's true. The birth of Christ did not happen then. And so you really, when you tie in Christmas and all those things, it's not so. So it doesn't mean you should be upset about, you know, what people say when they say Xmas and those things. Got to take a short snippet. When we return, Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, my good friend, is going to join us. We shall return.
Tell a friend what's on tap.
There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.